Welcome to the first episode of the Offbeat Podcast. I'm your co-host, Jimmy Fairbanks, and I'm here with my other co-host and the world-renowned founder of Offbeat Budapest, Tosh Tobias.
Hello, James.
Good to be here with you. So for our listeners, and hopefully we have a few, this is a little bit of a new experiment. As some of you may know, Tosh built and has been running Offbeat Budapest as a website for the last 5 or 6 years. And if you're listening, you've probably already seen some of the amazing content on his website, and definitely encourage everybody to check out some of the articles that he's published over the last few years on there. His latest article is about the wines of the Tokaj region. Did I say that right? Tokaj?
You did say that right. I'm impressed.
All right. So since this is our first episode, we thought it might be fun to start with an interview of Tosh himself. So for this episode, I'll be interviewing Tosh. And you know, over the coming episodes, we're hoping to branch out a little bit further to talk with some other experts on possibly Hungarian architecture, restaurants, wine, maybe history. But you know, we'll have to see how things go. But just to start, I think since a big topic on the minds of travelers these days is COVID, we thought it would be useful to maybe talk with Tosh, since he's sort of lived the experience in Budapest over the last 18 months with COVID and is also kind of on top of all the latest rules and what's happening there. We thought it would be useful to sort of talk through that topic with him for the next 30 or 45 minutes and just go through kind of what visitors can expect. So I guess with that, I'll just sort of jump in. Maybe to start out, Tosh, you could talk a little bit about what sort of the last 12 or 18 months has been like for you. So what was your experience in the beginning of 2020 when COVID first hit in Budapest? How did things play out? And you know, what was your experience? And then we'll go from there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it was a disaster. It was just a mayhem. It was, you know, the whole city just cleared out. You know, people disappeared, both tourists and locals. There was no one on the streets. It was just like a ghost town. You know, but I think this obviously wasn't unique to Budapest. I mean, this happened to almost every city around the world. I think what made it a little worse here was that, you know, Budapest is a pretty, you know, tourist-centered city. So a lot of people come here. And so obviously all those tourists have also disappeared. So, you know, you could go to like some of the main attractions of the city. Like you could go up to the, you know, Buda Castle, which is usually packed with people, and it was no one there. So in some ways it was kind of like, you know, interesting and unique to be there and see it that way. But obviously it was, you know, terrible and awful for many people who lost their jobs because of that. So it's been, you know, 2020 was just, you know, awful, except for a few months, you know, during the summer when things got a little better. And then now I think you can sort of finally feel that things are starting to rebound. But just, I guess, just to go back quickly to your question in terms of how it impacted my website, you know, traffic just, you know, collapsed and plummeted as I was expecting. And just, I also dug up some statistics because I know you like numbers about, tourism to Budapest. And just to give you sort of a sense of the magnitude, the year before, so in 2019, there were 4 million people, 4 million foreigners coming to Budapest. And this went down to about 500,000 people last year. If my math is correct, it was, down about 90%. So essentially,
wait, and what were the collapsed. So what were the rules last year in Budapest? If I remember, the restrictions were even tighter, I think, in Hungary than other countries in Europe. Is that right?
I don't think it was tighter than in the rest of Europe, but people, yeah, I mean, unless you were Hungarian or unless you had some, you know, very special permit, you couldn't enter as a foreigner. But I think this was pretty much the case. I mean, this is, you know, remember before vaccinations, you know, so I think this sort of made sense to do it that way. But yeah, I mean, there's no one here.
Right. And so what happened with businesses, you know, maybe putting yourself aside, like, you know, restaurants and other businesses that are reliant on tourism in Budapest, like did you see a lot of restaurants closing down? You know, I live in New York, and we saw, surprisingly, the restaurants were pretty resilient in New York because they were able to do outdoor dining and that sort of thing. But what did you see with the restaurant industry?
Yeah, I think it's a little different here than in New York because a lot of the restaurants, especially those sort of mid-tier and top-tier, they have been very reliant on tourists, you know, because it's just, you know, by nature, many local Hungarians just can't afford to be dining at those places, or most Hungarians can't afford to do that. So, you know, I'll say the vast majority of mid-tier and top-tier restaurants in Budapest had to shut down and had to close down because there's no one, you know, they could feed. There are no customers. For them, it was very bad. Interestingly, for some of the places that even before COVID were catering to locals, so, you know, they tended to be a little cheaper and had a more Hungarian customer base, they managed to, you know, keep up pretty well. You know, obviously many of them switched to deliveries, and actually that's been a big change, that, like, you know, suddenly the deliveries, you know, just like anywhere else around the world, deliveries have become a big thing. So those restaurants survived. But, you know, even today, I mean, we'll talk about this later, what the situation is today, but there's still some, you know, upscale restaurants that still haven't opened up yet.
Right. So that was going to be my next question. So the restaurants that closed down, did a lot of them go out of business? Like if I'm a visitor now and I'm looking at lists on the internet of, you know, best restaurants in Budapest, like from even 2019, like, is that still relevant? Or should I assume a lot of those restaurants are closed, or?
Surprisingly, most of them are still around. So most of them are still around in terms of the venue is there. The restaurant is there. I think the biggest challenge, based on, you know, I've been talking to some of the managers and the owners, is recruiting people. Because basically what happened in essentially March of 2020, they had to let most people go. So, you know, waiters and cooks were gone. And now many of those people in the meantime found jobs elsewhere. Many of them went to do deliveries, food deliveries, but some people just totally left the industry. And I think this is not a Budapest specific thing. This happened elsewhere too. And now it's proving to be extremely difficult to recruit those people because, you know, they're happy with the other jobs that they have. They may not want to go back to, you know, working 14 or 16 hours a day. So there's actually one restaurant, one of the Michelin star restaurants in Budapest, that is only open 3 days a week because they can't, you know, they can't find enough people.
Ah, and what restaurant is that?
Costas downtown.
Okay. Okay, so I guess maybe that's a little bit of a segue into just kind of the current state of affairs in Budapest now. It seems like things, you know, are opening up broadly across Europe. Where is Hungary and Budapest in that process? And, you know, if I'm a traveler, like, can I go and have a pretty normal experience now in Budapest?
Yeah, that's a good question. Budapest feels today, it feels, you know, surprisingly sort of back to normal. In terms of some, you know, statistics, the country's, the vaccination rate across Hungary is 60%, which is about the European Union average. Just as a point of comparison, I just checked this morning, the US is 57%. So this is the percent of people who have gotten both of their vaccinations. But in terms of restrictions, it's pretty simple. If you visit from the EU, as long as you have that EU digital COVID certificate, then, you know, you can enter the country. If you visit from outside the EU, I mean, obviously everyone needs to, you know, check specifically for their own country, but for most countries this applies, you need to have a negative PCR test. That's it. If you have it, then you can come to Hungary. And right now, the situation is such that, you know, essentially all places have reopened. So restaurants, museums, bars, places are open. In fact, there's not even a mask mandate, which to me is a little surprising. but there isn't any. One thing to keep in mind, though, is that as of, you know, this week and last week, the numbers are starting to pick up again with the fourth wave, you know, having reached Hungary too. It's still very low. And, you know, when I'm reading the local news, there is no speculation as to, you know, there being any more restrictions. But my guess is that they will announce another mask mandate. So basically, you just have to wear a mask when you go to restaurants. And another thing that they will do is they will ask for people to show their vaccination certificate. So if you go to a restaurant, you need to prove that you have been vaccinated. I think this will happen. Probably as of now, the best guess is that the fourth wave is going to peak in December. So, but I don't think there will be anything, you know, in quarantine or any sort of more strict limitation than that. So if I were a traveler and thinking about going to Hungary or visiting Budapest specifically, I would say go ahead. Obviously, you know, as long as you're vaccinated, you know, go ahead. And yeah, expect what I just told you, that you'll have to probably wear masks when you go indoors and you'll have to show your certification of vaccination.
Right. And I should mention, just for our listeners, it's October 24th, 2021 that we're recording this. And, you know, of course, this stuff is always subject to change. But it sounds like that's kind of the situation on the ground as of right now.
Yeah.
And so go ahead.
Well, I was just gonna say again, this is just my personal opinion that in terms of, you know, what to expect, and whether there will be any more restrictions, even if the numbers get worse. Next year is election year. In April there will be elections, and you know, just like everywhere else, the restrictions have been very unpopular. So I think the current government will be very, very reluctant to put in place anything more strict than what I just told you, you know, leading up to the elections.
Right. And so maybe I have a couple questions about kind of the political situation too, but maybe we'll come back to that in a second. I was just going to ask about nightlife. Is nightlife kind of back to normal? If people are looking to go out, go to bars and kind of have fun at night and stay out late, are there any curfew restrictions? Are people out and you can just have a normal kind of social experience if you're out at, you know, 11 p.m., midnight, whatever it is?
Yeah, 11 p.m. I can tell you, but it starts to get later, then we may have to ask someone who's younger than me. As I said, it's that part, you know, totally feels like, you know, before COVID. So you go out, the bars are packed, places are full. You know, some people are wearing, you know, masks, but yeah, no, it really does feel like, you know, before COVID. So yeah, you can go out. There's no limitation.
And where are you, I guess, just with your website relative to your web traffic that you saw pre-COVID? Are you 75% of the way back? Like how close are you to
it? Yeah, I just checked a couple of days ago. I think I'm about 80% of my previous traffic, but it doesn't, you can't really, you know, compare this exactly to my pre-COVID readers, because in the meantime I've added some content that isn't necessarily tied to having to be in Budapest. So for instance, I've written about, you know, traditional Hungarian dishes and the evolution of Hungarian food, also about Hungarian wines. So I spent a lot of the you know, COVID months reading up on these things. So I think more of my readers are now based, you know, outside of, you know, they aren't necessarily here and going through my top lists about restaurant recommendations, but, you know, they may be elsewhere.
Okay.
But I think, just one other thing that came to my mind to mention is that, and, you know, I'm obviously, you know, perhaps I have an interest in promoting tourism to Budapest, but, you know, objectively speaking, it's obvious, as long as you're vaccinated and you feel comfortable, you know, traveling, I do think it's actually a good time to come to Budapest now, or, you know, for that matter, to any other city, because still it hasn't picked up to the, you know, pre-COVID levels. So you can probably, you know, go to the tourist attractions and some of the restaurants that previously were packed or maybe hard to get in. And now, you know, you'll have those places more to yourself.
Right.
So it's yeah, a good time to travel.
That makes sense. And that's been consistent with my experience. Actually, you and I were just in Italy recently, and you definitely get to have a little bit more of a laid back experience in some of these places that previously would have been real tourist hubs.
Yeah, no, exactly. Even in Rome, right? I mean,
yeah. So I guess just to go back, you mentioned the elections coming up. I was just curious to ask, like, how do you think COVID has impacted politics in Hungary and in Budapest over the last year or so? And kind of, you know, what's your expectation for how that plays out going forward?
That's a good question. Well, I think we could have a separate podcast about, you know, politics in Hungary. And I don't know if this is, you know, I don't think this is now the time to get into, you know, the you know, politics in general of Hungary. And there are many people who can speak more eloquently and be more informed about that than me. I think in terms of COVID, one of the sort of interesting, and I don't think this is a good or a bad necessarily, one of the sort of unique things to Hungary was that the current government, unlike the rest of the EU, very early on approved the Chinese, the Sinopharm vaccine and the Sputnik vaccine. So the Chinese and the Russian vaccines. You know, there's some debate about their efficacy. I think the bottom line is they're both working. But in terms of its consequences for local Hungarians is that many of those vaccines, especially Sputnik, hasn't been approved by the WHO, which means that people who've been vaccinated with that, including myself, aren't able to travel abroad. Or they can, but it's sort of a nuisance. You know, I need to get PCR tests when I go to the EU, which I wouldn't need to do if I had Pfizer. So it's a little bit of a nuisance. But, you know, the flip side of that is that we were able to get vaccinated sooner than most other EU countries. So I got my second Sputnik in the beginning of April, whereas my sister, who lives in Zurich in Switzerland, got her second dose of Pfizer sometime in the late summer. You know, so we were sort of a couple of months earlier than the rest of Europe, but it came with a few downsides.
Right. And is there any, and so I think you mentioned before the, you know, in terms of the rules that are now in place in Hungary, it's pretty consistent with the rest of the EU. There hasn't been any sort of, you know, I think previously there was talk of Orban being a bit more closed off to visitors or foreigners. I don't know if that was maybe just a foreign perception.
Yeah, I don't think that's the case. No, I mean, as I said, if anything, the rules right now are a bit more lenient than elsewhere in Europe. Okay. I don't know where you read that.
No, that's good to know. Yeah. All right. So, I mean, is there anything else just for people that are kind of planning their visit now to Budapest that you think is important for them to think about that they may not be hearing from, you know, like the lists, you know, they may not be seeing on the lists on the internet, or maybe they're getting dated information. Like, what do you think is really important to know kind of at this moment, whether it's COVID related or just related to anything else kind of on the ground?
Yeah, no, I think I try to keep my my sort of top list for restaurants and bars updated. So, you know, if they're looking for specific place recommendations, they can go to Offbeat Budapest, to my website. And then, you know, most of those places listed there will, you know, they can rely on and go there, and they still exist and open. In terms of, the only thing I would, you know, urge people to sort of just do maybe a quick Google search is on just, you know, looking at the case numbers in Hungary and see how the fourth wave, you know, to what extent it has picked up. But, you know, even if it will pick up, of course, to some extent. But I think, as I said before, you know, if you're vaccinated, if you have both of your vaccines and, you know, you feel comfortable, then I don't think that should stop anyone from traveling.
Okay, great. So I think that kind of wraps up all my questions. Hopefully this is the first of many podcasts to come. and it was a pleasure getting to interview you. We've known each other a long time, and we've never quite had a conversation like this. So I enjoyed it.